Everett? I hope I didn't wake you up. Where are you, at the hospital? How are you getting along? What do they say about you? I don't think you are. Hold on just a second. Hold a second. About this United Nations thing, and I've got to talk to you in the strictest of confidence, but I want your evaluation. I'm talking to you and Dick Russell. Don't let a human know I've talked to you. Don't mention the name, but let me give you some of it. This is too important. This thing's about to go under up there. In a hell of a shape. I've got to have somebody that can appeal to some of these smaller nations a little bit that haven't been given any attention because you've given this vote now, and we've got to get after Lodge, Bold, Mark Clifford, Abel Harriman, Dean Acheson, Golden Eisenhower, Burke Marshall, from the Senate, Aiken, Fulbright, Church, Paul Douglas, Ralph Bunch, Court Warren, Paul Douglas, Arthur Goldberg. Here are the ones that got troubles on. Lodge has got to go to Vietnam, and we're afraid of another government, and we think that the Buddhist that anybody can hold of him can. Bowles has just had a serious operation, and I have questions about him. Clifford is not interested in doing anything, sucking up to the Africans. Harriman is pretty old, and I use him pretty effectively on what he's doing now. They tell me Milton Eisenhower wouldn't like to take it because of John Hopkins, but it's something to consider. They say Acheson would. Burt Marshall's not well known throughout the country, although... Warren, they say, don't think he'd take it. They think that... I think Dick Russell and don't think... Goldberg, they think is exceptional. If we can get him to take it, might make the Arabs mad there too, but Dick Russell said he'd be leading the Arabs in a week because he's so damn smart, and he's moderate, the Southerners like him. Aiken, they don't know about how he would be in the debating constantly. Most of them think that maybe ought to be naming two Republicans in a week. Lodge and Aiken. Fulbright wouldn't be interested. Paul Douglas would be. He's 73 years old, though, and probably have a little trouble carrying out instructions. I mean, he's not the fellow that would be regimented much. Church is a little immature. Well, of the best ones, I have no idea who it's yet. I haven't talked to them, but the best ones look like we ought to really shoot at. Get Church, he's awfully young. We can get Douglas, we can get Goldberg. Now, Fulbright and Russell, I've talked to, they both put Doug Goldberg pretty high on their list. Goldberg wouldn't think of doing it if it weren't pretty bipartisan, but I gather he is not a pretty very controversial subject. Russell told me he considered the ablest man around Kennedy. And he comes from your state. What's your evaluation of him? Well, Russ says that we've had a number of Jews dealing with Arabs and that they don't cause any problem. I asked Dick Russell that. He said he thought it'd be a two-day wonder that there'd be some little discussion about it, but he said Goldberg's damn smart, he'd be leading them before it's over with. Rusk said he talked to the head of the division over there, and then he said that we'd always had a good many Jews on the delegation, and they worked reasonably well with those that came over, because they didn't want to intimate that they wanted to be discriminated. bus keeps flying down to New York, and I want to perhaps talk to Mansfield, but I don't want to get around too much, and I may want to make an announcement. What do you think about Harriman? Well, he's way up in Memphis. He's got it here for me. It's on TV. We need somebody that can answer those goddamn Russians in front of that thing, and that's what Dick Russell said. This Goldberg would be a hell of a good debater. Good deal of it, Everett. Every one of them. I know you never mentioned it. You and I talk like brothers. Every one of them say he just won't do his homework. They say he's just lazy, that he drifts off, he won't come to session. He's just plain lazy. That's what they do. Now, if you all know the truth, everyone I've talked to, I had a bunch of people over here in this office. Now, we have no idea we can make them do it. And we've got to, lower boom if we do, but everyone thinks that Russell and Fulbright, I talked to them more in detail than anybody else, but I talked to Bundy and I talked to Russ and his son. All of them think that Goldberg, Warren would take it. He would be the best, primarily because he is a lover of people. He is a practical fella. He is a good debater. He is not a deep partisan. He's got the laboring people on his side pretty well, and he's got the minorities on his side pretty well, and he's traveled and lectured all over the damn countries. I think we have to make him willing. But I'm going to say to him when I call him that I've got to ask you to do this. And I have talked to Dick Russell, and I have talked to Everett Dirksen, I have talked to Bill Fulbright, and I've talked to Dean Rusk, and I've talked to Mike Bundy, and I've talked to Mike Mansfield. And every one of those men think that you could do a good job there. And I think you ought to do it. And then I'm going to see what he says. Well, he told me one time when he was in the Kennedy cabinet that, I think when I asked him to go in the cabinet, he said, well, he won't talk to Dirksen and somebody else, two or three of them, and so I know he's your friend. Well, he told me that. And I can't get anybody to leave that court, lifetime security job, unless it was a real one. We've got real troubles up there. We've got deep troubles, and we've got to have a new staff and clean it up and go from top to bottom. I'll make him get some good balance on there that suits you and suit us if I can make him take it, but I'm going to have to tell him that I've talked to Fulbright and I've talked to Russell, that's the Southern, and that's the chairman, and I've talked to you, and I just think he's got to do this and see what he says. God bless you. Thank you.